Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Carl.
Congratulations.
Thank you, my friend.
Getting 100% support in this part of the country.
Well, thank you, Carl.
Everybody that, newspapers and everybody else has come out four square and said what you've done is the right thing, and they think it's the only thing, and that they're proud that you've done it.
Well, thank you, my friend. Thank you.
I wanted you to know that, and I hope that you get that same kind of report all over the country.
Well, I'm catching a lot of hell, very discouraging, in the Senate in Washington with Fulbright and McGovern and the Kennedy boys and Bobby and Teddy and Tidings. And
don't let that bother you. Got the people with you on this.
I sure hope so.
You have.
It's right. It's right. And the boys did a wonderful job, and I'm sorry nobody recognized it, but they just did an unbelievable job with the over Hanoi and Haifa.
Well, the people are with you, Mr. President. Don't let those few little bumblebees in the Senate get worrisome at all, because I can tell you right now, the people in the street feel like that this was the thing to do, and that you've done it, you've made the decision, and they're going to back you on it, and I wouldn't worry about what they say one iota.
Thank you. Thank
what
you.
I called you about is something of importance, and I wouldn't have called you if it was not. A lot of your good friends in this part of the country, some of your real good business friends, are a little bit perturbed about a situation that is about to develop over the weekend, I think, in Washington, and I just wanted to mention it to you.
Uh-huh.
You appointed Mr. Donald Turner, who everybody thinks is a very fine man, as the head of the antitrust division of the Justice Department. Mr. Turner, as I understand it, is involved in a situation involving, I think, Procter & Gamble and Clorox, which I have no interest in whatsoever. I won't tell you that, and I'm not calling you about that matter. But there is a situation, they say, that where the Justice Department has taken a position with reference to a question of the Solicitor General filing a certiorari to try and overturn a six-second Court of Appeals unanimous decision in which they said that Procter & Gamble did not have to divest itself of Clorox. Well, that's not important to me, but what is important is the Federal Trade Commission is the instigator of this thing. And the Federal Trade Commission is not only instigating it, I guess, against Procter & Gamble, but they apparently are trying to run right roughshod over some other people. And Mr. Turner's position is being supported in the Justice Department, but the Federal Trade Commission apparently is going to the Solicitor General up there and insisting that he override the Justice Department, your appointee. And these people down here, the business people, are very much concerned about whether or not the Justice Department and Mr. Turner is probably going to be supported, or whether the Federal Trade Commission is going to have the right to override them. This is their concern, and what they're really interested in is in this case, is whether or not whoever the Federal Trade Commission is, whether they're going to require them to go on with a situation that involves apparently a lot of other people around the country, business people. That's already been decided by the Six-Second Court of Appeals. And time, apparently, is of the essence, because I think the decision will be made today by the Solicitor General as to whether or not he's going to support the Federal Trade Commission or whether he's going to support the Justice Department.
I don't know a thing about it. This fellow Dixon is Kiefhofer's appointee. Kennedy appointed him on Kiefhofer's insistence. He's very much like Kiefhofer. And I'll call the Attorney General, who has to prove it all, and tell him about your call, but I wish you'd call him too, and I'll tell him be looking for it if you'll give him a ring.
I'll be delighted to do it. And as I say, my understanding is that the Attorney General, Mr. Turner, and all is four square on this thing.
Well, the Attorney General can go with Solicitor General. He's his subordinate, and see if they can't work it out.
But if you will call Nick Ketson back, I'll call him and tell him.
I'll do it right now. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
You're gonna have hell in Georgia, aren't you?
No, things are looking better. I'm gonna come up and talk to you.
All right.
We doing all right now, and we're gonna pull the veneer off Bo Calloway. I promise you that.
Good.
And we took some polls. I had Ollie Quayle back there.
Yeah.
at the last poll I had him take, we had the Democrats whipping the Republicans, even with Callaway in November. So things are looking better, and we finally convinced some of these, and I use the term advisedly, some of these SOBs who wouldn't do anything, you know, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You and I were fighting.
Yeah.
Now they finally learned that, by God, they're out for their scalps now, and so now they're beginning to decide, you know, it's such a bad thing to be a Democrat, and it don't matter whether you talk about it or not. But I hope that they won't run off into the wild blue yonder again. But that's all right. As I say, my situation, I'm in the best shape I've ever been in my life.
Well, that's one.
I'm going out in the greatest, with the greatest support.
That's wonderful.
I'm not worried about the future at all, but I'm going to come up there and talk to you before too long, and I just want to tell you that so far as your position is concerned, Andy, you're in the best shape you've been in, what you did down this part of the country. I don't know what they're talking about out in Dakotas or somewhere like that, but I know this decision you made Wednesday and what you've said since then has received almost unanimous approval. They've had polls, they've had these street polls in the paper. I did see one that didn't agree with
you. That's wonderful. I'll call Nick right now, and you call him in an hour or so.
I'll call him. And thank you for talking.